from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Wednesday, May 29th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. One person is confirmed dead following an explosion at the Chase Bank branch in downtown Youngstown yesterday. ONN's Candace Hare in Cleveland reports.
That explosion happened just before 3 p.m. We are told seven people were taken to the hospital. One of those was listed in critical condition. And one person who worked across the street says their building shook when the explosion happened.
The body of that 27-year-old male, police here in Youngstown say they recovered it about 1 a.m. And they say they do believe that is a Chase employee.
Just as Ohio lawmakers went into special session ordered by the governor to find a legislative fix that puts President Joe Biden's name on the state's November ballot, yesterday the Democratic National Committee announced they have their own solution to the issue. Here's ONN's Lena Lai.
The Democratic National Committee announcing it will nominate the president virtually to avoid missing the Ohio ballot deadline. That deadline is August 7th. However, the party's convention isn't until August 19th. It's scheduled later this year so as not to conflict with the Paris Olympics on TV. The Republican supermajority in the Ohio General Assembly did not pass an extension of the deadline as the legislature has done in the past for both parties. Well, that led Governor DeWine to order lawmakers to get back to work to resolve the issue.
A ban on foreign money in state elections, which is already illegal under federal law, was added to legislation that would change Ohio's ballot deadline. Senate Republicans passed a bill on both issues yesterday. All Democrats voted against it. The House has separate bills on each issue. In Central Ohio, a licensed social worker accused of having sexual contact with a teenaged client was in court yesterday. ONN's Tracy Townsend in Columbus has the story.
Peyton Shires pleaded guilty to several counts, including sexual conduct with a minor, inducing panic, and intimidation of a victim. The 24-year-old was arrested last October for engaging in sexual conduct with a 13-year-old boy. Soon after, she was arrested again after showing up to the victim's home with a gun. That's according to Franklin County Municipal Court documents. Shire now faces up to 28 and a half years in prison. She will be sentenced on June 27th.
An investigation is underway after fire damaged a historic Cleveland church that was undergoing roof repairs. ONN's Dave Chudowski has more.
A fire tore through the building yesterday at St. Theodosius Cathedral in Tremont. Fire officials say the fire began at the 112-year-old church around 4:30 yesterday afternoon. Crews on the scene saw smoke from the church towers. But once they were inside, the smoke reached all the way down to the floor. Chief Anthony Luke tells 3 News, with a building like this, the copper roofing has to be peeled back in order to get to the fire and put it out. Residents left heartbroken by the fire.
East of Cincinnati, Jackson County is cleaning up from yet another tornado. ONN's Clay Gordon has details.
The National Weather Service is not confirming yet another tornado in our state. The new report says an EF1 tornado hit Jackson County Sunday afternoon. It was on the ground for nearly 4 miles. Buildings were damaged, trees were torn down, some crashed into cars as well. This is the 8th tornado in Jackson County so far this year. That brings our statewide total up to 58.
Ohio University in Athens has named a new dean of university libraries. ONN's Brett Worf has more from Southeast Ohio.
Rob Ross is currently serving as the executive director for the North Carolina State University Libraries. The institution reports he will start at OU August 1st of this year. Executive Vice President and Provost of OU, Dr. Elizabeth Sayers, says Ross brings a wealth of experience, adding that his dedication for student success will benefit the students in Athens. While working in North Carolina, Ross launched an initiative that saved students $10 million on textbooks.
And the Columbus Blue Jackets, Ohio's only National Hockey League team, has a new leader. ONN's Dom Tiberi explains.
Don Waddell is the new man in charge of the Columbus Blue Jackets. Blue Jackets making the announcement that Waddell signed a multi-year contract to serve as the team's new president and general manager. John Davidson, who's been the team's president for 10 out of the last 12 years, has agreed to stay on with the team, will serve as a senior advisor.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WBNS in Columbus, WKYC in Cleveland, and WTOL in Toledo, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.